Give the Lord a clap offering, because
that's a great message.
For a man who had nothing, I think the Lord supplied beautifully. Yeah.
I would like to ask Gail to come up, please. Because I asked her a question, and all of a sudden she says, well, I have a lot to say. So you're getting part B. The other day we talked about part A and part B, and we can't compromise, but this is part B.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give them what's going on, girl?
It's quite a day. Well, all these folks don't know, but the rest of you all know about the saga of my mother in the nursing home, in the rehab hospital. So I arrived there today, and sure enough, she was still in anger, and I thought to myself, well, this is going to be another short visit. And I thought, okay, and I just kept praying, and her OT person came in, and she didn't get into that. I made a remark about it, and I got another look, and I said, okay, yep.
Her mom was 98.
All of a sudden, I said something to the lady on the other side of her about the Lord. And she looks at me and she says, I had an out-of-body experience once several years ago. And she kind of looks at me and I said, please tell me. I want to hear this. She do? I said, yes, I do. So she proceeds to tell me that she had surgery several years ago, and while she was going into surgery, she left her body, saw her body. As she rose up, she saw four members of her family that had already passed away, and then appears before her is the Lord. She said he was the most beautiful person she ever saw. He stood before her, and then he went like this. No! And she went right back in her body. She said, do you know that I have never told another person that? You're the first person I've ever told.
Yes!
I've ever told my family. And I said, you haven't told people about this. She says, I'm terrified. They'll laugh at me. I said, I'm not laughing. The two ladies on the other side, not laughing. I said, do you know how many people want to hear what you've got to say? Well, we're talking about this. And meanwhile, OT, the occupational therapist, is standing there. And she's in a way, she says, well, let me tell you about a couple of dreams I had. So she proceeds to tell about a dream she had with a great big gate that had no top and no bottom and had jewels all over it. What did you do with it? Yeah, this is me. What did you do with it? Well, I thought about Bible school and I didn't go. I says, maybe the Lord's got a ministry for you with what you're doing. I said, I think you better pursue that. There's something to that. I was only 12 years old. And I said, So she suddenly got very excited, you know, and she's having a great time. Well, my mother's just sitting here all this time. All of a sudden, the burden starts to lift, and then she's talking, and I go, okay. So there's a pizza party downstairs, and then comes the word, who wants to go downstairs to the pizza party?
Mom wants to go.
Mom wants to go.
Yay!
So I don't believe my ears. So I waited a few minutes, and I turned and I said, you want to go to the pizza party? Yes! I want to go to the pizza party. This is a miracle, folks. If you knew the history, this is a miracle. Absolute miracle. I said, okay, Lord, I guess I'm going to a pizza party. So downstairs we go. We get the pizza. There was a gentleman who was playing and singing. Great voice, but he certainly was, you know, having a great time. So she just thoroughly enjoyed herself. And I had an opportunity to speak to, there was a lady sitting right over here, had the same name as my mother, and she's telling me about her spiritual journey. And she's very upset because she can't get back to the person who's been guiding her through the journey. And I said, you do know there's a reason why you're here, right? She just looks at me. I said, this is part of your journey. There's something here. You're supposed to learn something here. But she gets kind of all cheery-eyed and all this kind of stuff. And I said, okay, Lord. And went back. This is just amazing. And it's not till I'm driving home till the Lord told me what was missing and I prayed for her. Then on the way home, I met roadblocks everywhere I went. I come on Parker Street, there's a roadblock. I go over, cross over Boston Road, go down the street I always go down, there's another roadblock. Made a U-turn, went down the other way, there's another roadblock. I mean, police in the road with the, you know, the lights, the whole nine yards. Thank you, Lord, this is nice. I mean, this by this time it's 6:15. I turned away from that, and everywhere I went and met a dead end. Now, I've always been gifted with a good sense of direction, so I have no fear whatsoever, because I know I'm going to get out of it. It's just not bothering me. So I said, okay, God, what is this? Every place is a roadblock. Every place, I haven't got that answer yet. Every place is a dead end. Exit, nothing. Okay, what's going on? Finally, I hit a street name I knew. I said, okay, and zoomed out, get home. And I'm get ready, and granddaughter comes over to me, Hannah. She's got a saga. Last night, she spent almost the whole night. She worked at Bay State. She's a nurse in training. Spent almost the whole night sitting with a Spanish-speaking person who knew no English, who was in a state of severe anxiety. You know, crawling around the whole room trying to find a way out of the hospital. So who gets elected? Hannah. She said, by the time 4 o'clock rolled around, Grandma, she said, I was ready to have a breakdown. She says, I'd had it. And I turned and I says, Hannah, God's speaking to you. I says, what do you think he allowed you to have that experience for? You better learn something from that experience. She's going, there's something for you to learn in that experience. What's he saying? So it's like this stuff's been coming out of my mouth, you know. Okay.
So your mouth is speaking.
Oh, yes.
Good.
So then I got home and I said, okay, Lord, it needs to speak even louder. More, more, more. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So tomorrow my mother's getting transferred. Wingate, off she goes.
How many are happy to hear how God works even in nursing homes, hospitals? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Amen?
It doesn't matter at all.
Extend your hands towards her. Father, we're looking for grace for Dorothy, her mom. We want oodles of grace.
Amen.
An avalanche of grace.
Amen.
Upon this entire family, so that her sister and her mom and her husband will taste of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
In the land of the living.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, this is the end of the week of celebration where Christ is tabernacling in us. That's what's going on. What you're hearing now is the presence of the Lord bringing alive what we've been celebrating and waiting for a week. Now, you say, well, did I miss it? No, you didn't miss it. Did you go through the last week? How many of you went through this last week? Did you live it? Okay. What did you gain from it? And your sister, in Christ, gave you the clue. What am I learning out of this? What am I learning about this night? What am I learning that I need to hold on to? And without grace, you're not going to be able to hold on. So, how many are self-critical without realizing it? Put your hand up. Don't be afraid. The only bad guy is me. Close your eyes right now, all of you. Put your hand over your hearts. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to repent.
Lord Jesus, I'm going to repent.
Because I've been picking on God's little girl or little boy. Uh-huh. Some of you are both. I'm sorry. You're not both. You're only one. Okay? Told you this was going to be a nutty communion. Try it again. I'm going to stop picking on your child, Lord. And I'm your child. I'm your little girl. Boys, I'm your little boy. And I'm not going to pick on your child anymore.
And
I need grace to stop.
All this criticalness.
All this legal jargon.
This religious jargon.
That drives me into the ground.
And gets me depressed about me.
It's all gone.
It's
I close it down this day. And I ask you now for the grace to start speaking towards myself with a little more love, less judgment, more mercy, and more grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.